Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people and bringing you the latest on what is happening in the land of Israel and parts of the Middle East during these difficult times of war. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you again for joining me.
I'm glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners the latest on Israel?
Certainly. Israel has suffered another fire, this time in an open area near Nazareth, requiring 11 firefighter crews. Fortunately, they were able to get it under control. In other parts of the nation, such as Jerusalem, Haifa, and Tel Aviv, people felt an earthquake that originated on the island of Crete in Greece. The tremors were widely sensed and was felt in Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon.
Wow, that must have been scary. Has Israel experienced any missile attacks this week?
Regrettably, yes. Ballistic missiles were launched several times in the past week from Yemen as well as from Gaza. Sirens from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv were heard, causing people to run for shelter. They were successfully intercepted.
Well, that is good news. Is there anything else to report?
Yes, sadly, Israel lost 2 fallen soldiers ages 20 and 21 and 6 seriously injured while fighting in Gaza. From Abu Dhabi, a plane landed at the airport in Eilat, southern Israel, to take 600 Gazans with it as part of a voluntary migration project outside of Israel. Tragically, a terror attack took place in the Samaria region. Terrorists firing at vehicles on a highway shot at and injured a man and murdering his pregnant wife. Zila Gez, a 30-year-old mother who was on her way to the hospital to give birth to her 4th child. The baby was delivered by cesarean. President Herzog said, quote, "The murder of Zila Gez on her way to give birth at the hospital is a spine-chilling, horrific act of terror that shakes us to the core. At the very moment life was about to begin, life was taken in the most brutal way," unquote.
Well, that is tragic. How devastating. Is there any good news to report?
Oh, yes. Israel celebrated the release of Israeli-American Staff Sergeant Eden Alexander, held hostage for 584 days in Gaza. Unfortunately, he testified being kept shackled by his hands and feet in a cage and suffered from lack of food. He was also held in a tunnel in the southern Gaza Strip without daylight. With his release, there are now 58 hostages remaining in captivity in Gaza, 20 alive, 3 unknown, and 35 dead. Defense Minister Israel Katz emphasized that military operations will continue in Gaza until the complete release of all hostages and the defeat of Hamas. Another grateful event, in a special Mossad and IDF operation, the body of a soldier who fell in battle during the First Lebanon War in June 1982 was returned to Israel for proper burial. It was located in the heart of Syria and returned in a complex and secret operation. Finally, saving the best for last, 77 years ago, on May 14, 1948, Israel declared its independence against all odds, fulfilling a 2,000-year-old dream. Surrounded by enemies, resilient people reclaimed their homeland. Today, Israel stands strong among the nations in the Middle East.
Well, it sounds like we need to pray. How would you suggest our listeners pray?
I am grateful for our listeners willing to pray, Stephen, for Israel and the Jewish people. It has been a very difficult week. We mourn with those who have lost loved ones. I would recommend continued prayers for strategy, wisdom, and unity for Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet in this ongoing battle. Physical and mental strength for the soldiers, healing and restoration for Eden Alexander and his family, friends, as they embrace his return from captivity, comfort, comfort, comfort for Tzila's husband, 3 children, family, and friends as they mourn her tragic loss, the return of all hostages, living or deceased, as time is running out, but our God is mighty to save. and Hamas to surrender along with its weapons. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem and remember the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say shalom, peace be with you, until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.